WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A man from China who stabbed a College Station emergency room nurse because he thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government will be able to receive outpatient mental health treatment.
Last August, a Brazos County District Judge ruled 26-year-old Yuchen Li was not guilty of aggravated assault by reason of insanity. Yesterday, the judge made the ruling on Li's future treatment after hearing from mental health experts and other evidence presented by Li's lawyer and the district attorney's office. Another court hearing will take place in 30 days to announce the details. The nurse who was stabbed in January 2014 has returned to work. According to online jail records, Li is also being held for immigration authorities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During a five-day period covering last weekend and ending on Monday, there have been 77 victims of property crimes in the Twin Cities. 50 are from College Station. Combining the two cities, 39 of the 77 cases involve some type of theft. Another 24 were the victim of a burglary to their vehicle, home, or office. The remaining victims reported criminal mischief and forgery cases. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Bryan police made an arrest last weekend from a residential burglary that was reported in March. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Jose Ramirez Medina admitted entering a former roommate's home on Lucky Street and taking an estimated $2,000, two 55-inch televisions, and a laptop. According to jail records, Medina is also being held for immigration authorities. Witnesses to a stabbing in a College Station home the night before last told police they were caught off guard by what they described as an unprovoked attack. According to the arrest report, the victim was slit in the throat three times while he and the accused were hitting acid in a home on Tony Court, located off Rock Prairie west of Welburn Road. Police reported the victim is hospitalized in stable condition, and 20-year-old John Powers of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The Bryan City Council's latest update on parks also included a note about studying a future annexation.
The request for qualifications for the Relis Campus Area Annexation Consultant is planned to be released on June 16th.
City Manager Keene Register said improvements at three parks are underway.
The restroom at Aston Park is slated to be installed in early July, and the unusable play structure at Tiffany Park is in the process of being removed.
And at Williamson Park, construction started last week on new pavilions. The Texas A&M system has more than $5 billion in public-private partnership ventures. Chancellor John Sharp announced another one yesterday, giving those interested in building a data center on the Relis campus until July 28th to submit a proposal. The system's Vice Chancellor of Business Services, Philip Ray, told WTAW News earlier this month the P3 concept involves the system providing the land and private companies find the money to build and run the operation. The end result is the system gets a cut of the revenue without having any debt.
That's critical to us, particularly when we're formulating our strategic debt management policy and ensuring retention of our AAA credit rating on behalf of the board. It's very important to the Chancellor and very important to our Board of Regents.
The Chancellor says he has been approached by several companies interested in building a data center away from the Gulf Coast hurricane zone that would be accompanied by a network and security operations center. A former acting president for Texas A&M has died. Dr. Chuck Sampson held that position for just over a year in 1980. Prior to that, he had served as head of the Civil Engineering Department for 15 years. Visitation will be Monday from 5:30 to 7 at Callaway Jones in Bryan. A service will be held Tuesday at 2 p.m. at A&M United Methodist Church. Dr. Sampson was 93. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors. BCR.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather sponsored this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cindy will have an impact on our weather here, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. She's south of Morgan City, Louisiana, moving towards the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Clouds will be increasing from the east today. We may have some late-day showers, 90. Rain is a possibility through the night. Chance of thunder, 70 to 75. Rain tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80. Turning partly sunny with a chance of leftover shower for Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, maybe because it's early in the season, but Cindy just looked like a glob of rain out there right now in the Gulf, and it's not very big. Actually, the system that's over in Alabama and Florida is about three times as big as Cindy is. But anyhow, we'll see what happens as far as the rain stuff. Okay, so we haven't done a story on Angelina Jolie for a while.
It has been a while.
Well, and actually, she's being like a real person.
Oh, yeah?
E! Online reports that she went to visit Nairobi yesterday to honor World Refugee Day, where she met...
Oh, yeah, real people do that all the time.
Yeah, really. She met with 20 young girls who are living in a local safe house. She sent out an appeal asking people to consider the pain and suffering of young girls like these, particularly those who had to flee the extreme violence that witnessed deaths of family members, persecution, and other abuse.
So. Cool. She's always been really into, obviously, all of their adopted children and, you know, that the kind of charitable
humanitarian
work.
Stuff,
yes.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
There's Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, who, couldn't possibly survive without his private jet. New York Post page 6 gossip column reports that court documents show the actor offered to sell his art and his bikes and his property or his books, but he could not fathom the idea of flying commercial.
Oh.
Johnny's former business managers warned him about his spending during the email exchanges back in 2009, and we've heard about some of these over the last few months. Anyway, the star just said flying commercial would be a nightmare. It would just be a nightmare.
The rest of us have to do.
Yeah, you can still fly. Like, I'm sure there's still charter availability and options. You don't have to own your own plane.
Yeah, it's just he can't stand it. The plane has to be there for him whenever.
Whenever, I guess. I don't get it, but.
Then there's Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Kim will make $14 million today in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And what is today all about? Well, People Magazine says today is the day that Kim's new beauty line drops. It includes contouring and highlighting makeup kits.
Mm-hmm.
All 300,000 makeup kits retailing at $48 a pop.
And they will sell out.
Mm-hmm. They will sell out within moments of going on sale.
Yeah.
Kim walks away with 14.4.
God.
Letting you know. On the other side of that, and again, I don't know what you get for $48. Just don't.
But there's don't.
You've got, here's a dab of that and a little spongy
and
thing.
And it'll look like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it must be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
There is a new beauty company that sells luxury-grade skincare products with almost none of the luxury upgrade pricing that goes along with it.
Hmm.
The brand is called Beauty Pie.
Okay.
Do you know it?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it.
Rack.com says the brand works with a unique business model. Beauty pies are produced in the same top labs in Switzerland and Korea and the UK and Italy that manufacture some of the world's most expensive high-end brands.
Mm-hmm.
But you get them for really, really low prices for a $10 monthly membership fee.
Okay.
And the price of the shipping that you can buy the beauty pie products at factory cost, which is clearly disclosed on their website.
Hmm.
Go to beautypie.com and they tell the whole story. What that means is you get luxury products like mascara for $2.06 or skincare products for $5.
Okay.
Also have the option to forego the membership and pay the equivalent of the retail price, which would be $24.
Okay.
As a member, there is a limit to how many times you can buy at that cost monthly, but your allotment rolls over every month. So.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
Well, again, that seems like a really, really smart way to do business.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't care, like anything else we were talking about yesterday with Nike, if the quality of the product is just as good, you don't care about the branding. You're not paying for the branding. You want the product.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
They get it because, you know, you're paying them $10 a month. You guarantee that you're going to pay $120 in a year to them. And the allotment that you can buy does roll over, but you may not use up the full allotment. You may not do that. But gosh, consider if you can buy mascara for $2 instead of $24.
Yeah, that's great. Even with the $10 membership fee, you're still saving money.
Absolutely. So Brooke Shields is reuniting with Calvin Klein. This is 37 years.
Wow.
After the Calvin Klein ads back when she was 15 years old, which were a little controversial, but did make her a household name. The actress reuniting with the brand, no word yet on whether or not she'll reclaim her infamous tagline. You want to know what keeps what comes between me and my Calvin Kleins? Nothing. That was the ad. It was a 15-year-old saying that. And again, back in the day.
Yeah, okay.
That was a little bit, people were.
A little bit too risque.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was. It was absolutely too risque.
She's just a child.
She didn't know any better. So did you hear about this? A crew of six inmates were working out in the field in Georgia when one of the guards watching over them collapsed. And instead of running, the inmates opened his shirt, took off his vest, started giving him CPR.
Wow.
Another inmate grabbed his phone, called 911. Paramedics arrived. They were able to save the guard. Inmates were rewarded for their heroism in the sheriff's office.
All very right. Cool.
Yeah. So
good to hear those like stories. Yeah.
CBS has renewed its full daytime lineup yesterday with a new 3-year deal for The Young and the Restless, Y&R. And Tom used to be a big fan. Maybe it's Bold and Beautiful. I don't remember. What happened was I was in New York, and I stopped at the CBS store, which is right next to the David Letterman Theater, and I bought Tom a Young and Restless T-shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if he ever wore it or not.
That's great.
You know, what the heck, yeah. So anyhow, did that. They also, 2-year deal for The Price is Right. Let's Make a Deal, hosted by Wayne Brady, will be back for its 9th season as well. And the soap opera Bold and Beautiful and The Talk were all renewed. So all those things that you really, really wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Or not. The Bachelorette beat American Ninja Warrior on Monday night.
Oh.
ABC dating competition. Yeah, I know. Did you watch either one of
them? Nope.
No.
Now, American Ninja is like an obstacle course.
Correct.
Yes. Is that how that
Correct.
Works?
Okay. Yes.
Well, why not?
Yeah. And I did hear that Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise is actually going back to Paradise.
Okay. Can you tell me what happened?
So basically they were on site filming and there was some sexual misconduct between two of the contestants.
Okay.
And so everyone got sent home.
All right.
And while they were investigating and doing a little bit more digging to see what exactly went wrong on set. But apparently now they're coming out and saying nothing really happened or nothing bad enough happened. And so we're sending them all back to Mexico.
Okay, because one guy was yelling that this was a career suicide or
okay,
something.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure. I know a lot of people saw them all in the Houston airport coming flying home from Puerto Vallarta, which is kind of how it leaked that the filming had been shut down.
Because they shouldn't have been in Houston
already. Yeah, they'd only been gone for like a week.
Okay.
And so, but now they're headed back out there. So if you're excited about Bachelors in Paradise,
we can all rest better now.
I know.
Look for Game of Thrones actress Charlie and Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter, Una Chaplin. Is that her name?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Will be in 4 of the Avatar sequels that are coming up, playing a strong and vibrant central character named Varang.
4 of the sequels coming up. We haven't even gotten the one sequel yet.
All right. They are set to open in December 20, 21, 24, and 25. So it's kind of out there a little bit.
All right.
It's not like it's going to happen right away. So
we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it.
Let you know. Now, if you remember Michael Jackson's Thriller video, which was pretty spectacular when it came out, there'd never been anything like that. I think John Landis produced the video itself. Anyway, it's coming out again this summer in 3D.
Ooh.
Confidential gossip column in the New York Daily News says that the John Landis rework, groundbreaking in 1982, is a short film. This new version will be for movie theaters. It'll be in 3D IMAX release. So, and of course, there will be a making of documentary that'll go along with the 14-minute thriller.
I wonder if it's the same one because they showed one probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same one.
Did
the
they what, electronically made it 3D?
No, not 3D, but the documentary.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe just recycle that. Dark Side of the Moon, you may have heard of that from Pink Floyd. It was the old record. Rollingstone.com says the plaque from the RIAA, those are the people who say these are gold records, recognizing the million copies that were sold of the 1973 hit. The plaque itself is going to be auctioned off. Why would you want that? I
don't know. Without the
iconic album, okay, got it. But anyway, we'll apparently be worth $20,000.
Okay.
All right.
Buenos Aires, a trove of 75 Nazi artifacts was found behind a secret bookshelf passageway.
Ooh. In Buenos Aires, huh?
Well, you know, there was always that talk that many of the Nazi officials left for South America before the fall of the Third Reich, and they were able to get safe passage and able to take their artifacts with them. So,
story maybe, straight out of Indiana Jones.
Maybe true, maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great news for your nacho loving.
Ooh, I love nachos.
Beer swilling.
Uh-huh.
Dads, so you know that. your physique is smoking right now. Planet Fitness. All right, now tell me where we go with this. Planet Fitness has surveyed 2006 American men and women and discovered that most ladies think that the dad bod is the most attractive body type.
No. Oh, my God.
See, that can't be right.
But, of course, Planet Fitness is the place that serves pizza while you work out.
While you work out. Right. It's free Tootsie Rolls at the end.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Okay. Anyhow, if you didn't
know. No judgment zone.
No, yeah. If you didn't know, this is when guys have that extra 20 pounds or so around the middle, which includes, 37% of U.S. American men,
right,
ages 20 to 54. So is that it? They're just trying to make you feel good about the way you look?
And I get that women may be more attracted to men with dad bods, whatever you think dad bod is, because they don't feel the need to be so perfect and so thin.
Okay.
And maybe they feel a little bit more comfortable with someone who's also holding a little extra weight around the middle.
Sure.
But to say they find dad bods attractive, that's just a stretch for me.
A rep for the chain says they conducted the study so members won't feel self-conscious about hitting the gym. That's it right there. You just hit it. And that they want members to feel proud of who they are.
And that's great. I get the message, and I understand the theory behind that. But
no body shaming.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got a story about mom shaming in a minute. That just, I shook my head when I read. Anyway, 78% of the women think that dudes with dad bod are more comfortable in their own skin. And that's exactly it.
Right.
That's only part of who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with that, but there are other parts of me that I am comfortable about, too.
But just because a guy's in great shape doesn't mean that he's, you know, not confident, not comfortable in his skin.
No, not at all. But, again, well, it's like high school reunion. Remember the first high school reunion you went to?
Yeah.
Okay. By the time you get around to the next one, it's kind of like, hey, this is who I am.
Right.
I'm not trying to impress
anybody.
I don't care what you think. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. So maybe that is an extension of that. And we can just feel good. And then there are other people who start feeling that way as soon as they get out of college.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 8:24.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Returning endangered frogs to their homes. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. On a mossy stream bank in Panama, tiny harlequin frogs take their first peek at the rainforest. Smithsonian conservation biologist Brian Gratwick and his colleagues raised hundreds of the endangered frogs in tanks, safe from the lethal chytrid fungus that's been exterminating frogs worldwide. Now he's releasing 90 of them back into an area with lower levels of the fungus.
So this is super important for us to go into the next phase of our project. Now we've got successful breeding. The next stage is to get these frogs back into the wild.
16 of the frogs wear little radio transmitters around their waists so the researchers can track their movements. The work will inform future frog releases as the researchers attempt to gradually restore Panama's lost amphibian biodiversity. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's triple play time from your friends at Suddenlink. Right now, summertime, you may be using your computer more than ever. You're home trying to stay out of the heat. Well, use your internet, you use your television, your VCR, DVR, there, all of that can be yours right now from Suddenlink. The summer sale gives you this, $59.99 a month, and you've got, and by the way, it's locked in for a year. You can have 20 meg internet, TV with 200 channels, an unlimited home phone. If you like more speed, you can upgrade to 50 meg internet for only $10 a month more. Plus, you'll get HBO and Showtime included for 1 year. Now, maybe you just want the internet. If that's the case, then Suddenlink has internet packages that start as low as $19.99. This offer is not going to last long, so call 877-694-9474 today. Or stop by the office. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan to get started. Now, this is a limited-time offer, 30-day money-back guarantee. The price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions do apply. The information can be found at Suddenlink.com. Go in and ask for the triple play from Suddenlink.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. FedEx shares rose in after-hours trading following disclosure of a record fiscal fourth-quarter profit that also beat Wall Street analysts' estimates. The shipper posted adjusted earnings of $4.25 a share against expectations of $3.87 a share. 35% of consumers will absolutely not pay for delivery of online purchases. Free or fast delivery are key concerns among online shoppers, according to research from management consultancy KPS, with more than half of respondents saying free shipping dictates where they shop online. Retailers saw their shares drop after Amazon announced a plan to let Prime members try on apparel before buying it and returning what doesn't fit free of charge. Energy stocks took a hit after global oil prices slumped to an 8-month low Tuesday as investors continue to trim bets on crude gains in the face of a relentless rise in U.S. production and ongoing questions over global demand. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 62%. Futures are trending downward. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Once again, Verizon is being called the fastest high-speed wireless network in North America. So the question is settled, right? Well, maybe not. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Every year, PC Magazine tests the 9 major mobile carriers in 30 cities across America. It's nothing exotic. They use standard Samsung Galaxy S8 phones and a customized version of the popular app speedtest.net. The download speeds from 30 cities are averaged. This year, Verizon wins nationally. AT&T comes in second. But in some cities, including San Francisco and L.A., AT&T is faster. In Houston, it's Virgin. And in Seattle, it's T-Mobile. In fact, T-Mobile set the pace in many cities for the best upload speeds. Sprint, it's hit or miss. Fast in Houston, slow in New York, San Fran, and L.A. If you're a traveler, Verizon may be your fastest choice. But like many things, do your homework first. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Kim to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The same day a tropical storm was named that is forecasted to hit the Gulf Coast comes an announcement by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp to build a data center on the Rellis campus. Sharp promoted the site as an attractive location for Houston area companies who could move their technology infrastructure out of the hurricane zone. He is also interested in building a network and security operations center. The chancellor says he has been approached by several companies about a public-private partnership to build what would be a revenue generator for the system. Interested parties have until July 28 to submit a proposal. 2 weeks ago, the chancellor talked about public-private partnerships during a construction update of A&M's new hotel and conference center north of Kyle Field.
We're in the midst of the largest building boom in Texas A&M system history. There's $5.4 billion of construction that has happened in about the last 5 years here.
Other examples of System P3 projects are the Century Square development and the soon-to-open Park West student housing and retail area at George Bush and Penberthy. A former Texas A&M PhD student from China returned to a Brazos County courtroom after he was found not guilty by reason of insanity from the stabbing of a College Station emergency room nurse 3.5 years ago. The judge who issued the insanity ruling last August decided that 26-year-old Yuchen Lei can receive outpatient treatment from a local source. Until the judge determines the specific conditions, Lei remains in the Brazos County Jail. Yesterday's ruling followed a 3-day hearing that included testimony from mental health experts, reports and other evidence presented by the lawyers representing Lay and the district attorney's office. The nurse who was stabbed because Lay thought the nurse was conspiring with the Chinese government is back at work. According to online jail records, Lay is also being held for immigration authorities. There appears to be an increase in property crimes in the Twin Cities.
Since June 15th, College Station and Bryan police have received reports from 77 victims, 50 in College Station. More than half the combined total, 39, are the victims of one form or another of a theft. Another 24 victims are hit by a burglar to their vehicle, home, or office. Meantime, police also reported making two arrests in as many days on burglary charges. Bryan police responded to a call the night before last from a victim watching someone remove stereo equipment from his SUV that was parked outside a bar. Victim said as the suspect drove away, he hit another parked vehicle. The victim followed the suspect into a trailer park where he met with the officers that led to finding the suspect, his vehicle, and the stolen property. 28-year-old Stephen Tates was arrested for burglary of a motor vehicle with two prior convictions. And 19-year-old Adeline Gilbert of College Station told College Station police she entered a car parked at University Place condos Monday morning because she recognized some property that belonged to her. She was arrested after the owner of the car said she did not have permission to be in his car or remove any property. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station firefighters arrived at a rescue call the night before last, hearing a man say he was going to have to kill someone. That resulted in the firefighters contacting police, who arrested a College Station man for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the arrest report, three witnesses told police that 20-year-old John Powers slit a man's throat three times while they were both hitting acid inside a home on Tony Court, located off Rock Prairie west of Welburn Road. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition, and Powers was taken to jail after he was taken to the hospital and cleared by doctors. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 75 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
About 8:40, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather, sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Cindy will have an impact on our weather here, and we'll keep an eye on it over the next couple of days. She's south of Morgan City, Louisiana, moving towards the northwest at 7 miles an hour. Clouds will be increasing from the east today. We may have some late-day showers, 90. Rain is a possibility through the night. Chance of thunder, 70 to 75. Rain tomorrow, chance of a thunderstorm, breezy and near 80, turning partly sunny with chance of leftover shower for Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's hot. It's summer. Summer means 4th of July. That means the Bush Library and Museum and the Noon Lions, College Station Noon Lions Club. And Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Did I basically take care of this? I mean, That's a big planned event. It's gigantic. The community really gets involved. It's a fun time.
It really is. The last few years have been great. I've been here 2 years. I've seen it. It just seems to grow and grow. You know, we get thousands of people showing up. And it's one of the few times a year that we have free admission. So, you know, we're opening up at 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. is free admission for the day. So don't let the weather, you know, make your decisions for you here. You know, there's going to be plenty of air conditioning.
Take an AC break, yeah.
Exactly. So that and then the and concessions open at about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to have Slovacic sausage. There's going to be refreshments, popcorn, ice cream, all kinds of food through the gamut. So you can either, you know, you bring your cooler, you can bring your, you know, picnic basket or whatnot. But there's also going to be food there available as well. At 6 p.m., that's when we're going to have the live entertainment. We're going to have the live band exchange that was there last year. They did a great job. They're going to be back again. And the kids zone is also going to open at 6 p.m. So that's what we're going to have this year around, though. The difference is not only are we going to have games and rides and pawpaw strains, everything, we're going to have four bounce houses.
Okay.
It was a little difficult last year. We had two.
Yeah.
But now with four, and we're really hoping to keep the power on this time.
Okay.
You know, we didn't have an issue, but, you know, some people still hear complaints about last Halloween. It wasn't our fault. Somebody, I think, tripped the line or
something.
I got you. So, yeah. And then we're going to finish up with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Is going to play a great patriotic set there. And then we're going to follow it up by fireworks at around 9:30 or so.
Yeah. Well, again, it's we're very fortunate to have an area that's large enough that as many people who want to come and be right there at it, or they can, because of the fireworks, be not necessarily at the library and be able to see that too. So, but you can make it a really a full day if you want to.
Yeah, you can. And you know, we hope people can do that. Not only learn, you know, they can come have a great time, you know, celebrate our Independence Day, but also learn about the legacy of our 41st president as well.
Sure.
Like I said, one of the few times it's a free admission. And, you know, we got a great legacy of ranching exhibit that we partner with a lot of departments in A&M with. And also Capital Farm Credits, our presidential sponsor, plugging them.
Yeah.
And so it's great. The museum, it's always changing a little bit here and there. Our curator, Susie, does a great job of changing some. So even though you might have gone maybe last year, the year before,
mm-hmm.
You'll see a lot of different things. A new audio tour that we've set up, mm-hmm. and that's great. Gets you through the museum pretty quickly. And once again, with everything going on right now and in politics, it's you know, it's nice to go in there and it's a little bit of a different time. You kind of go back mm-hmm. in time. I mean, as you
sure.
know, you see these pictures. It's kind of a biographical but also generational kind of tour. You
sure.
know, you kind of see what was going on at the time when he was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings you a different time in America.
It does. Well, and finally, let's talk about summer camps, because you have those as well.
Summer camps. Yeah, it's Barron's Barbecue and Branding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, you know, focusing around our ranching exhibit. So it starts July 10th. It's going to be four-day camps, though. So it's going to be 3 weeks starting July 10th, Monday mm-hmm. through Thursday. It's going to be $120 a week. $30 a day,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be a lot of different activities. Kids are going to do arts and crafts. They're going to do museum discovery. They're going to have guest speakers coming in. They're going to get a T-shirt as well, and you know, they get to learn about the president. So there's going to be a lot of different things going on. Have a lot of the people who do attend are people who've gone, you know, previous years.
Sure.
And they love it, and we get so much great feedback from that.
So if you want some more information about everything that's going on in the library, what do they do?
The best thing to do is you can visit our website at bush41.org, or they can call us at 691-4014.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
About a quarter of News Talk 1620, WTAW. No mayor interview this week, so we have a little extra time. Today, it's nearly impossible to imagine movie theaters without popcorn. But once upon a time, the little crunchy kernels were considered a contraband snack. If you go back to cinema, when it was a fancy affair before the Great Depression, the well-heeled theatergoers couldn't resist the smell of the popcorn sold by the street vendors outside the movie theater, so they would smuggle the treats in.
Ooh.
Took their popcorn and brought it in like they're in their purses and stuff. This clandestine practice ended as moviegoers gained sound and basically became a source of really inexpensive public entertainment. They just figured, hey, we may as well join them.
And now people just smuggle in their own food anyway.
They do. And because they don't want to pay those kind of prices for popcorn. What do you mean that's a $12 popcorn?
Exactly.
By the way, while we're talking about movies and such, Daniel Day-Lewis shocked Hollywood by announcing yesterday that he is retiring from acting.
Again.
Three-time Oscar winner, 60 years old now. His last movie will be out this coming Christmas Day. No title for that final film yet. Hmm. Maybe called, Hey, This Is My Final Film.
Right? Yeah, there we go.
Reportedly, Variety says that the plot is reportedly set in the world of high fashion. No word on why he is retiring. Spokesperson simply released a statement. Daniel Day-Lewis will no longer be working as an actor. He is immensely grateful to all the collaborators and audiences over the many years. This is a private decision.
Okay.
He was always famous for staying in character.
Yeah, very method actor kind of guy.
All the time. He played Abraham Lincoln, right? With and apparently he would text his co-star, text her as Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Actors are weird and
different. They are.
Hello.
Hello. So old Paul Harvey used to say self-government doesn't work without self-discipline, which I think was in regards to so many laws that have to be passed.
Yes.
Well, the other day I noticed, I guess they call them chariot hubcaps or whatever.
Oh, okay, sure.
You think that there now going to have to be a law addressing those? Because apparently now 2 feet out from the side of your vehicle is cool.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
I've seen some big ones.
Well, the first thing that I think is in many, 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 many cases, those cost more than the car.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really want to see those in on a 1970 whatever. Chevrolet, or maybe a 2001 Chevrolet with a really bad paint job, and not just Chevrolets. But yeah, it's and I don't know how much they cost, but
well,
I think
and I don't,
not cheap.
I don't hit curbs often.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
But when I do, I mean, you know, it doesn't. You're, as you said, 2 feet, a foot. You know, I mean, if you nick one of those, and like you said, they're more expensive sometimes than the car.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're insured. I don't, and look. For the people who sell them, that's great. I'm glad you look. If that's your revenue stream, that's wonderful. But I don't get it. And you know, if you've got those and your kids sleeping in the box, your TV came in, then we have a priorities problem as well. But just saying, yeah, they look dangerous. They do. And he says
they do look dangerous, especially if you start drifting over into my lane.
Sure, because you know, if you saw the original, well, not the original, but the one with Charlton Heston, Ben-Hur. Where that guy had those things on his chariot.
Yeah.
And the whole idea was he could get real close and tear up the spokes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was
the
like the point of those things.
Yeah. So we'll
or
see.
If you've ever seen Grease.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, so we had a caller yesterday, kind of out of left field. And now I get it. The first solar eclipse is almost, in almost a half century, happens in August. Wasn't that what the guy was talking about yesterday? Maybe that was going to be the end of the world. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
All right, well. Anyway, we're going to have the Postal Service is apparently going to have a stamp for a special commemorative stamp for this unique feature. That'd be the solar eclipse. Popular Mechanics says the total eclipse of the sun stamp is a forever stamp, which means the stamp will never expire. Features a photo of an eclipse taken by a retired astrophysicist from NASA by the name of Fred Espenak. And it was designed by Antonio Alcala. But the coolest thing is that the first ever stamp to use a thermochromatic ink, which means it changes color when heated. So, like, if you rub the stamp, that causes friction, I guess.
Yeah.
The black moon turns into a color photograph revealing the lunar surface.
It's pretty cool, like hypercolor.
Yeah. The stamps will be available for purchase at the USPS website. And it's your local post office.
I mean, I haven't bought a stamp in decades,
I understand.
But yeah.
That'd be something new and different.
If I were gonna, that'd be awesome.
So, anyhow, the eclipse apparently happens August the 21st. The stamp's official release will take place at the Art Museum of the University of Wyoming in Laramie on tomorrow, June 20th, okay?
Oh.
Because it was the solstice. stamp image. Yeah, we talked about that. It was taken in Libya. This is the first stamp with the thermochromatic ink, and I guess maybe won't be the last. On the 21st, solar eclipse will be visible from coast to coast. It'll be the first total eclipse in the U.S. Since our nation was founded in 1776, and also be the first total eclipse to sweep across the entire country in 99 years. So that will be kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. See how that works out. So we have a high-intensity exercise. We'll save that until Chelsea comes back, since she does that.
The high-intensity exercises?
Yeah, we'll do all those stories there. In the meantime, Dubai has apparently made RoboCop a reality.
Ooh.
The largest city in the United Arab Emirates has unveiled robot police officers. The wheeled droids mostly patrol shopping malls and tourist centers, for now, where they record petty crimes and save reports to databases. The 5'4" robots have eyes but no noses or mouths. Citizens can report crimes by accessing the computer touchscreen on the robot's chest. Officials believe the devices will cut down on crime.
See, here's the scary part about putting machines in charge of law enforcement.
Okay.
Many comic book storylines and things can contain an android or some sort of a machine who is in control of that sort of thing. And it eventually comes to realize that a lot of the damage done to the world is done by humans. So in order to keep the world safe, they must eradicate the humans.
That's it. They end up with some sort of an awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it because it says here, officials believe the devices will cut down on crime. No, what? They're going to increase crime? What? Of course they're going to say they'll cut down on crime.
Right.
Until they don't. And like you said, they may cut down on the human population as well.
The only crime they're going to increase is before they gain sentience, then teenagers are going to vandalize them.
Amazing. A couple of music news items. Tony Bennett will get the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress. He's 90 years old, continues to tour all over the world. Library of Congress started the Gershwin Award in 2007. First recipient was Paul Simon.
Hmm.
Then Smokey Robinson was honored last year, and Sir Paul McCartney remains the only non-American to get the prize. Look, nothing against Smokey Robinson, but I think Tony Bennett probably deserved it before him.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Paul Simon, I mean, I got that. And
sure.
Paul McCartney, that makes sense. But anyway, so Tony, who was here, was that last year he was here? Anyway, he's
yeah.
a couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
90 years old and still touring. He'll
wow.
win
cool.
the award. Yep.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called Okay to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at okaytosay.org.
Okay to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause, to find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 4 minutes till. Okay, we're talking about snail mail a minute ago. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials recently stopped a shipment of literal snail mail from entering the country. Packages were being inspected at the Philadelphia airport when 7 pounds of live snails in the packages that were supposed to contain shoes and honey were found.
Okay.
The snails that are called chocolate banded snails are considered a potentially serious threat. Invasive from the Mediterranean region. Damage to garden plants and vineyards.
Ooh. Okay. I had pet snails once.
You had a pet snail?
Two pet snails.
Mm-hmm. Bob and Lucy.
Okay. What kind of joy can you get out of a pet snail?
They eat dog food.
Do they?
Yep.
Oh,
now,
okay.
What kind of dog food? Like a kibble?
Whatever. Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever
right.
Dog food we had.
Well, canned dog food.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. Kibble. Dry dog food.
And how long did they live?
Well, they escaped one day from their shoebox that they were living in on the deck.
Okay.
And I, of course, was just devastated. I found Lucy not far. She hadn't, obviously gotten very far, but couldn't find Bob.
Okay.
And then about 20 minutes later, my dad was outside fertilizing the yard.
Okay.
And he came running in with this bubbling form in his hand.
Yeah.
He had fertilized Bob.
Well,
and if you've ever poured salt on a slug,
same thing.
You know what happens.
Okay.
Yep.
You forgave him for it, though, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay,
well,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazon,
we talk now.
Okay, good. Amazon debuted Tuesday its latest Prime membership benefit, which will include giving customers' closets a clothing makeover via Prime Wardrobe. We discussed how they weren't really into fashion so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. The service is currently in beta testing and only available to those who have been invited by the e-commerce company. But through the Prime Wardrobe, customers will order clothing, shoes, accessories at no upfront charge, take 7 days to decide if they want to keep it, and then send the rest back free. Shoppers will only pay for pieces of clothing they choose to keep.
Hmm.
As for the items customers don't want, Amazon says the wardrobe box is resaleable and comes in a prepaid label. Returns will be dropped off at a UPS location and be shipped back free of charge.
That's pretty cool. There are a couple of services like that out there already, like Trunk Club and Bonobos and stuff like that. So
okay, you should have prefaced that by there are a couple of companies that will be out of business soon.
Yes,
good point.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once Amazon decides to get in your marketplace, it's probably time to find another marketplace.
Yeah. True.
A survey shows just how widespread mom shaming is, as nearly two-thirds of mothers reported feeling shamed by people in their lives by the way they are raising, again, their children.
Yeah, their kids.
Their business.
And it comes especially from members of their own family.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Survey from University of Michigan found that 61% of mothers reported receiving criticism about their parenting practices, largely from their co-parent, their in-laws, or their own parents. Surprisingly, moms reported receiving less criticism from their friends. Other mothers that they came across in public were just even on social media when compared to their own families.
Well, their friends are probably closer to their age with kids around their age. They probably have a little better of an understanding of what they're going through.
Exactly. And
where your parents raised you in a much different lifetime.
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
I just hate that. Anyway, because you're trying to do the best you can anyway.
Oh,
not like you're trying to screw up. Well, some try to screw up on purpose.
That's when you call CPS.
Yeah, that's right. So the toy craze that has swept the nation, those cheaply multi-functioned little fidget
spinners.
Spinners, yeah, apparently on the way out.
Oh.
They have to be. You can go to Google right now, and you can type in spinners, and there's one that you can put on the screen.
Oh.
And you cut it a little earlier this morning. You click it where it says spin, and it
really?
Goes faster.
And it spins.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Digital fidget spinners.
Yeah, so
a digit spinner.
How sad is that? Anyway, so there you go. That's it. We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.